The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, howdy there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 27th of February, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours, and we got a lot of it today. Coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Could be a little longer. Well, you can now start pre-ordering your Galaxy S9. Yeah, over the weekend, of course, we all know Samsung unveiled the Galaxy S9, but you may want to hear about a little things it won't be doing for you. Particularly 4K HDR recording. Yeah, a little odd considering that they're focusing so much on the camera. Now, at first we thought we might be getting this. Then the press release completely changed, removing the Ultra HD Premium Capture for cinema quality video. Meaning more than likely, the 4K, it's out. Other than that, I have to say, it looks like a pretty solid phone. Although it does look a lot like the S8. But the new monster from Samsung will be powered, of course, by the Qualcomm Snapdragon 845 mobile platform processor. And it will have gigabit LTE for lightning fast connectivity. Or at least that's what they're saying. Of course, that's going to depend on your network. Staying with Samsung news, well, they're getting into the speaker game now with Bixby. Although we're not going to be seeing the speaker till about the second half of 2018. So it'll be a while before we see the showdown between Alexa versus Assistant versus Cortana versus Siri and versus Bixby. As from what we're hearing, other than a possible release date, is the price, around $200, so not bad. And we're also hearing about Samsung looking to this device itself as its central hub for all of its smart things. As far as the overall quality of the speaker, even though we haven't seen this thing yet, we are hearing a premium speaker, including premium sound. The iPhone X Plus. Is it really a thing? Well, it just well may be. We've had some leakage on the interwebs over the last few hours, showing what is supposed to be a 6.5-inch screen. And yes, it does look a heck of a lot like an iPhone X, just a lot bigger, though. Now, of course, rumors are back and forth, and that's all this is rumors. But according to Mac Rumors, the king of all rumors, they have pointed out that the cable connecting to the logic board is labeled in a much similar way to how Apple actually numbers its parts. So, as with a lot of things, time will tell. Staying with Apple news and talking about your iCloud stuff. How would you like that stuff in China? Well, no, your contents may not be in the cloud in China right now, but it seems that China, yeah, they're going to have encryption keys. Yeah, it doesn't feel so safe anymore now, does it? This all has to do with Apple announcing, which was very much under the radar, handing over management of its Chinese iCloud data to a local state-owned firm in China. Now, apparently on top of this, Apple will also hold iCloud encryption keys for Chinese users, but it's going to be in China, which of course is raising concerns about, if it's in China, it's in the government's hands, and we know what happens next. Now, first and foremost, it's actually Chinese citizens that are going to have to deal with this on the forefront. That's because Chinese authorities will actually have easier access to the data that's stored in Apple's iCloud service. Now, amazingly, Apple did issue a statement, probably because they had no choice. They said that they had to comply with the recently introduced Chinese laws that require cloud services offered to Chinese citizens be operated by Chinese companies, and, of course, the data be stored in China. Apple, however, went on to say that its values don't change even if it's subject to other countries' laws. Hey, we'll see about that. YouTube's got some nifty little features coming our way, and it all has to do with live streaming. As you probably noticed, a lot of live streaming's going on now on YouTube. And YouTube, of course, is taking note of this. So, they will include very soon automatic captions, yes, of live streams. Now, of course, at first it will only be available in English, and only available when professionally provided captions aren't available. YouTube is hoping, of course, to make the streams accessible to more people. There's also one other feature they're going to be including with our live events now. YouTube is going to preserve and then replay the chats that occur during the live stream. These will actually show up beside the video during playback and actually will sync as you're watching the video. Quite cool. So if you missed out on the live event, yep, you could still be a voyeur, just nobody will know. And finally, you know, there's always this talk about machines replacing people, replacing people's jobs. Models that are rocking down that runway, you might want to be a little on the fearful side. That's because Dolce & Gabbana, yep, they've stepped up their game. They're having drones on the runway now. That's right, Dolce & Drones. And they unveiled their new handbags flying down the runway at their new Italian luxury fashion house. Now, apparently, people were wondering what was going on when they first entered the event because they were told to turn off their Wi-Fi, plus any of their personal Wi-Fi hotspots. 45 minutes later, they figured out why and got the surprise of their life. Vroom! Now, yes, once the drones were done showing off their sexy side with their new handbags, the humans were allowed to come back on the stage. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website for everything that is BTN. Get on over there and check it out for yourself right now. You can also find us on our social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community. Come join us if you haven't already. BritishTech.slack.com. The new show. Sorry, there will be no Wednesday edition tomorrow, boys and girls, but we will be back on Thursday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.